Birmingham has a fairly bad reputation, but it does have its leafy suburbs. However, Handsworth, where I grew up, wasn't one of them. There weren't many trees. There were three enormous ash trees in the next door garden, which once my dad and the bloke next door decided they'd fell, and they were so big they got out of control and destroyed a few fences and everything else. But they weren't sort of pretty at all. But actually, I was born in South Devon. We had family there, so I had plenty of journeys through those beautiful valleys, especially the Dart Valley, where sunlight comes through the trees, when the sun's shining, to create real beauty of dappled light. Now, I always thought that was beautiful. One or two people I know who are drivers say it blinds them and it isn't so beautiful. They could do without it. But certainly, any gloom under all those trees were sort of transformed by those shafts of light coming through. That's exactly what the disciples experienced after the resurrection. Shafts of Easter light shone in their darkness and despair. And on this last Sunday of celebrating Easter, I just want to have a think about that. There was Mary, wasn't there, in the garden, early on the first day of the week, coming to mourn, lost in grief, and now utterly bewildered. They've taken my Lord away, she says, and I don't know where to find him. But Jesus is there, calling her by name, and he's a shaft of light into her darkness. The bond of love, she now knows, is all that matters. And she knew that his love was indestructible, and that she in turn must love and care as long as she lived. And the two on the road to Emmaus that afternoon, as Charlie said a few weeks ago, were basically disillusioned. It had all gone wrong. They had hoped. What sad words it is when people say, "I had hoped. I had hoped my team would win. I had hoped that Auntie Flo would recover." All those sort of things. They'd hoped that Jesus had been the one to save Israel. But their dreams had vanished like bubbles in the air. What is it the West Ham song is? They fly so high, almost reach the sky. Then like dreams, they fade and die. It's that tinge of sadness, and they felt this sadness. But Jesus joins them, and their eyes were opened when he broke the bread to see him and know him. Thomas doubted. He wasn't there when Jesus first appeared, and he didn't believe what the other disciples told him. He said, "Unless I see and touch, I'm not going to believe, not on the basis of your hearsay. I want proof." Well, he gets it, doesn't he, in the story. Seeing Jesus is enough. I read somewhere, someone said he had discovered that faith is learning to see with the heart instead of the eyes. And he knew he had a God who he could trust and serve to the end. And what about Peter? In the darkest place of all, I suspect, he denied his Lord. The rock turned to quicksand. What would he face from Jesus? Well, in the end, it's just love and compassion and restoration, isn't it? "Feed my sheep," Jesus says to him. It's utterly amazing, this love of God in Jesus, isn't it? What it actually does. Now, our gospel reading, in which Jesus promises not to leave his friends as orphans, but he'll come to them, it's actually, if you look at the whole chapter, between almost two brackets of peace. In verse 1 of the chapter and verse 27, Jesus says to his disciples, "Don't be worried and upset." Clearly, the important message he wants to get through, a bit like the words of the psalmist, that God will keep our going out and coming in forevermore, as if we're surrounded by God's love and care and being secure. And in the Gospels, the disciples all experience this. They somehow come to know the security of God's love after their dark place that they were in. Because you see, shafts of Easter light meant that they were all filled, so the gospel tells us, with peace and joy over a period of time by meeting the risen Lord. Now, that's fine for them. But, I mean, the question is, isn't it, do the shafts of Easter light extend to us 2,000 years later? Do you reckon, do I reckon and believe that it can apply to us? You know, peace and joy in your life and in mine. Even if we're in a dark place, even if we're under pressure, as I know some people are, or doubting or disillusioned, peace and joy? Or is it just like the bubbles that fly so high and don't quite deliver? Can God deliver to you and to me genuine peace and joy? Not sort of smile and say, ah, well, yes, lovely, ought to be happy, but deep down. I mean, everything, yeah, we have to admit, was now changed for his friends after the resurrection, because Jesus met them literally where they were. It was as if God's kingdom had broken into the world, into their experience. And now here's the thing. I found this in the Interpreter's Bible, one of these great 12-volume tomes with a print that gets smaller as I get older. But, I mean, it says this. What God had always planned came to birth in Bethlehem, to fulfillment on Calvary, to victory at the resurrection, to exaltation at ascension, and is even now coming to consummation. Even now suggests that his kingdom is for us too in 2017, to be welcomed and embraced. There's a hymn about his kingdom that says it's justice and joy. For Jesus restores what sin would destroy. It's mercy and grace where sinners find place. It's good news for us. Outcasts are welcomed and hope is awakened in place of despair. It's begun in Jesus and made whole in heaven. Somewhere here, there's good news that's far superior to anything we read in the manifestos these days or, you know, what the politicians say. We don't find harsh recrimination in the case of our risen Lord. Raking over failure. Good heavens, we've got enough sense of failure and missing out, haven't we? But we do know that sin and death and hell shall never awe us final triumph gain, because God is love. So love forever, or the universe must reign. If it reigns over the universe, it must include us at St. Mark's today. And I believe that Easter love, the shafts of light that God offers us at Easter and thereafter, can be real for us here and now. It continues. These shafts of light continue. We share in it all. And what's really important is that the risen Lord meets and greets us on our journey of life, wherever it is, however we feel today. He can be here in our experience. Christians believe that he can and know from time to time that the reality that he is. He can change everything. He can offer us his love day by day as we worship him, as we go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love and reflect his glory. Because in that colic prayer we said, God our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. And it's summed up in something I read which said, we have stood with all the disciples of every time and place and looked into a tomb that is empty. We're taking part in the good news of resurrection, for we have touched the joy that changes life into freedom, the hope that turns dreams into living, the love that gathers together and rebuilds all the brokenness, all the lifelessness, all the longing of yesterday's living in today's amazing yes to life. We are people of the kingdom. Amen.
In a moment or two, Charlie will lead us in our prayers and pick up on some of the themes of Thy Kingdom Come, which you'll see in Partnership News and Initiative, which is being led by the Archbishops. But before that, we stand and declare our faith together in the words of the Creed. You'll find the words on page 7 of the service booklet. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.